WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
World music commentator Milo Miles has been hearing voices, rhythmic and harmonizing a cappella voices, that is, and he'd like you to listen too.
Singer Marie Dalna was born in Zaire but lives in Paris. Like many such dual nationals, she has come up with an eclectic blend of musics, though with an earthy twist all her own. Instead of taking inspiration from the throbbing urban styles of Zaire, Dalna has drawn on the secretive Mbutu pygmies and the haunting chants of their very ancient culture. She even lived with them for a time. With forgivable romanticizing, she seems to regard the pygmies as pure people, free of the corruption of the infamous modern world. And so Dalna and the four other women in the group Zap Mama go for the primordial purity of unaccompanied voices. Well, with a few dabs of percussion here and there. Obviously, the group doesn't stick with just pygmy traditions on its debut album, called just Zap Mama. Dalna shows an omnivorous imagination in applying a cappella to songs from Syria, South Africa, Cuba, and Spain, as well as original songs like Bottom.
The boat goes to the bottom, to the bottom. The boat goes to the bottom, and people don't care, standing in the middle of the boat goes to the bottom, mm-hmm. To the bottom, mm-hmm. The boat goes to the bottom, and nobody reacts, the captain shouts, clear our deck, we sing like a stone, but you don't care, standing in the middle of the boat goes to the bottom,
down, down, down.
To the bottom. The boat goes to the bottom.
Yeah.
The boat goes to the bottom. To the bottom. The boat goes to the bottom. And nobody reacts, the captain shouts, put on your life jacket, you sing by the bow. But you don't care, standing in the middle of the boat goes to the bottom.
And Zap Mama casually ranges from doo-wop-like effects with sweet harmonies and snappy chord changes to almost purely percussive passages that combine African folk, hip-hop, and Bobby McFerrin-type scat. Zap Mama rigorously avoid big displays of virtuosity and relish their humorous bits. At its best, this approach sets up a private party spontaneity. At worst, though, it makes for an uneasy blend of the silly and the solemn. On the Zap Mama album, it's a bit of a jolt to go from an anti-apartheid anthem to a joke number imitating a bulky car engine. But this quintet has more fluent programs within them, and already any fans of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Sweet Honey in the Rock, or the street corner serenades of American acapella pop should come to Zap Mama warmly.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge. Zap Mama's album is on the Luwakabop label.